You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What's up? It's Ocean.
What's up? It's your man, Crucial. Make sure you guys check out our new single on September 18th, Do What I Want. It's going to be available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out, download it, share it, dance, have a good time. And make sure you check us out on Cherry's World Podcast Live.
Watch the full interview now with Pins Deep on the official Cherry Johnson YouTube page.
Cherry's World is brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get in line.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
What's up, Cherry's World? I got another homie in the house. I mean, like, this has been my real friend since I was a teenager. He is an NBA great. He used to play for the Toronto Raptors, but before that, he was a Arkansas Razorback. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about life after the NBA with Mr. Oliver Miller.
This is Cherry's World.
Making Memories Sales Series. It's a sale that allows families and people in our communities in any city, state, or showtime to attend a series of events at a lower price than most, such as like the Trolls Live, Disney on Ice, the Universal Soul Circus, concerts, sports, and more. Contact Less Is More Events at 202-930-3533. Again, that's 202-930-3533. Visit the website, getlimetickets.com. They're on social media, Facebook, IG, Twitter, Less Is More Events. Get out and lime! If you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
I am
am happy to show you guys the best thing to come out of 2020. It's called the Stress Phone. It's a cool new stress reliever with a digital link to the Emotional Healing Box. You can get yours today at stressphone.com. And by the way, the Stress Phone is a Black-owned business.
They're right here, Courtney. I pinpoint the first time I met this man. I'm not sure if it was on an elevator or if it was the brother's lot.
You was in the lobby. We were just checking in.
Okay, so we, okay, long time ago, my cousin, who was a baby at the time, she was like 8 or 9, we were having a slumber party for her at the Ritz-Carlton. We went to check in, and all of a sudden, there were all these really tall Black guys everywhere. And this Black man walks up and says, "What you doing with your big forehead?"
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know who that was, do you? Oh.
Oh, that wasn't me.
That was you in a big purple suit.
Purple suit.
And he, look, the girls, wow. I was with a bunch of little girls, and they were so excited. Come to find out, there was a basketball team downstairs, and he was so nice. They got, and they met the girls, and the girls were geeked up, and he just became my friend and stayed my friend. But yeah, he cracked on my head.
No, I didn't. The first thing I said to you, I was like, "Hey, you the girl from Family Matters." She's talking about, "Yeah, how you doing?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "I'm a big fan." Ain't nobody said nothing about that forehead. Man, don't start that.
Hey, but you know what they say about girls with foreheads, right?
What they
say. Oh, it's not appropriate for this type of show. Go ahead, Cherry.
Well,
come on, don't stop it, man.
Oh, man. What's good?
Okay, well, can I go ahead?
Yeah, you go ahead. Cause look, I don't even know what's going to come out of either one of y'all's mouth. I don't know.
All right, well, let me get to the basketball, man. Cause
all right.
We had Cedric Ceballos on last year. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that time has sped up so fast. And I asked him, because me and my buddy, we argue all the time about, I'm from Chicago, so we argue about the 93 NBA Finals. And mm-hmm. I always say that if Cedric Ceballos would have played that in that finals, the Phoenix Suns would have won, because y'all took them to game 6 and it took a Paxson 3 for the win. So if Cedric Ceballos would have been there.
And did, man, you tell him that?
I told Cedric Ceballos that, and I told my boy that. He still think I'm drunk. He like.
What Cedric say?
Oh, Cedric said he used to give it to Pip. He said he used to.
I tell, every time I tell Sid, if it wasn't for you, I'd have a ring. If it wasn't for Sid.
Hey, I forgot to ask him. What happened to him? I forgot.
He had a fractured bone in his foot.
Oh, yeah.
In the Seattle series.
Damn.
Yeah. If I have bling. No, I don't think I worry, but I have me a bling bling.
Yes, and you sir. Got on a Sun shirt today. So,
well, you know, being an inner city kid that I am, anything that's free, I'm aware. So, if you had sent me a shirt saying Cherry Johnson with a chair right, I would have on for this.
We'll send them.
Look, remember you said that, because you probably get a shirt with my face on it or something.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Cherry's World Podcast.
Make sure that forehead ain't overtaking the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Since you bring it up, the forehead, I didn't bring it up. I never talked about your forehead.
Now, when O and I used to hit the streets hard, right? I'm just going to give you the backstory. He used to play the Toronto Raptors, and he also did Space Jam, which was right next to Family Matters. And when these boys came in town, I used to smush Big O, Marcus Camby, and somebody else in a Toyota Camry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a Toyota Camry. That was my car.
Mm.
I roll up, pick them up, they smush in, and we roll out. Back then, it was like the Century Club. Is where we used to hit our spots. I be trying to give Courtney like a little taste of how it used to be in the 90s. Can you explain how good we had it and how like California really used to get his party on?
I mean, people always ask me, would I go back and play? I'm like, I go for the check. But the way social media is, no. Because, you know, we had more freedom then. We can go wherever we want to go. We didn't have to worry about no cameras being in our face. We didn't have to worry about nobody putting nothing on the internet. We didn't have to worry about none of that. But now, any and everywhere you go, you got to worry about somebody saying something or do, you know, just trying. I'm like, you know, but I mean, yeah, back in the day, it was cool. We just go out and have fun and, you know, but nowadays, these young people, boy, you gotta have a curfew because they get crazy after a certain time. So yeah, back in the day, it was nice, fun.
It was nice and humble and sweet, Courtney. I also got to tell you that Big O is the one that taught me, like, I didn't know what a groupie was. I didn't know about nothing, right?
So that's water, y'all. That's water. I'm just letting y'all know that's water.
Yeah. I actually flew out to Dallas to see O in his hometown. He was playing. And when I checked in the hotel, the guy was, like, all secretive and took me to the room, and I was like, oh, wow, there's a ton of beautiful women in the lobby. Like, I didn't know why they were being all secretive, but the team hadn't arrived yet. And when Owen and the boys got there, I was like, oh, you see, I think there's, like, I literally said, I think there's a beauty pageant going on down.
They were looking like that.
They were all made up, cake face, hair was big. They had on these tight little dresses. So all I could think is it has to be like a beauty pageant. Oliver was like, baby, come here. He took me, we could see the little balcony. He was like, all them girls right there is waiting for these boys to go shopping. And I was like, to what store? I want to go shopping. And he was like, no, baby, that's what they're buying. Those are groupies. I'm saying all this to say, like, what set me apart? Like, how did I become kind of like baby sister, baby girl, where you guys kind of just like coveted me and taught me about life?
you know, it's crazy about you bringing up Dallas, because one of those players met one of those girls in the lobby, and he was from Italy, and he had a fiance back in Toronto, and while he was in Dallas, he called the fiance, told her to pack her stuff and go back home because he found another woman. So that's funny you brought that. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Just like the movie Harlem Nights.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. It was funny. He called, he said, you know, we're no longer together. I met somebody else. And, you know, then I got accused of setting them up with the girls because I'm from DFW. I'm from Fort Worth, but we was in Dallas, so they thinking that's my hometown. And I had a bunch of girls and set all the guys up. And I'm like, look, I have nothing to do with it. But yeah, it's funny. But I mean, it's like when you see young sisters as yourself that's in the industry or whatever is going to be around it, you know, we just try to keep you hip to the game, that you know, keep you aware of your surroundings. And because, you know, as I'm pretty sure as you got older, you see around your surroundings, it's more, I don't know how to say it, but.
Yeah,
you
know, my eyes are wide open now.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, and nowadays, it's you really got to be on the lookout, you don't know who got their camera on. So,
right.
You know, but then it's like, you know, just be aware of your surroundings and, you know, oh, like when you go to Atlanta, you got to know that look. So, you gotta know that look. So, you know, we're just trying to help a young black sister because we want you to get caught up in the mix.
Thank you. I haven't gotten a chance to say thank you to Marcus, but to you, like, thank you. I don't think you realize
how. And also, your mama threatened me, so They don't know the story about Mama Me, so I had to look out for you.
Oh, got me grounded. Oh, got me in trouble.
Oh, that was funny.
That was not funny. So I'll tell the story. I have a tattoo, right? I got it when I was way too young, and I had hid it for years. I'm going to call my mama on the phone and say, I think you need to go check on her ankle. She hurt it or something.
My tattoo been you just got the tattoo. You just got it. And you like, man, this thing hurt. Ooh, I hope I can keep it away from my mama. I'm like, what, it hurt? It hurt? And I'm like, oh. I said, let me speak to mama. I'm like, Cherry, ain't gonna hurt. Check on it. See what's wrong with it. And next thing I know, she's like, ah!
I was getting beat. Well, let me explain something to you. It wasn't I just got the tattoo. I just got the cover up. Because the original tattoo said Victor. And I was like 15 when I was like almost 18. I think I covered it with a big old scorpion. So he told about the cover up. I had hid the original one for years.
Well, all I heard was a scream.
I'm still tripping on big old you 6'9" and can be 6'10", maybe 7 feet, and y'all in the Camry?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, two sardines.
Yeah. Cam, he's 7 foot. I was 6'10". I don't know if it was Sharon,
right?
I don't know. No, Sharon never went with us. It was just me and MC. It was just me and Marcus. Marcus would stretch across the back and I sit in the front. That's how we did it.
And they used to keep me. Well, I would be in between them in the club, and they would keep me well protected. There was many times where I would feel an arm, and somebody just throw me behind them.
I bet you I've seen you, Cherry, with them two guys walking.
Because the girls would actually, you know, just like they would throw me behind them, at times they would always throw me in front of them, too, because the girls would literally try to fight me to get to them.
Yeah, L.A. different.
Yeah, they were a hot commodity, boy. Yeah, I heard some things that I had never even thought of being with these guys, and not from them, from women.
I'm just imagine being Shaq and Kobe, and I ain't gonna say Magic.
That's a whole different thing.
So we know your basketball career, right? You are a basketball great. What do you think of the way that the NBA is handling this whole COVID situation now?
Well, look right now, look like NBA winning compared to all the other sports industries. You know, baseball, you know, they have more players, but and they figure that since they're gonna be outside in the open, they probably be safer. But you know, they have more cases, and they look like their season's about to get canceled. You know, the thing is, I mean, I've watched a couple of games, and they try to make it feel, you know, try with the virtual fans, but I don't think it's just the same feeling. I think it's just same pickup games, and, you know, I think guys are more careful now because, you know, it's usually more shit talking on the floor. So I think guys are more careful now because it's nothing to cover it up. So it's just weird. So I told somebody the other day, I can imagine playing with the guys I play with. I mean, you BMS, I whoop your MF and A, and that's what, when I was playing, that's the era I played in. There wasn't no sugarcoat. There wasn't no, you know, it was you. Sorry, mother, you know, we your mama sucked, you know, we let you have it. So
but that's,
you know,
part of the passion, right? Like, you guys kind of need, that's part of the passion, part of the spark, part of why we get to see a game and have some game time.
Or we just don't like that player. We don't care. So, I mean, it's just, I'm glad it's back, and I'm glad that the NBA is having less cases and more issues, being that we were the first one to expose it with the Utah Jazz. But I think they handled it pretty well. Now, what I heard how it is you can't leave the bubble at all. And you're stuck in the bubble. And, you know, the only people that can come is your wife and kids. That's it. Ain't nobody else. So
until playoff time.
Oh, is that the playoff?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it is. I mean, you know, thank God for NBA.
You know, I know the young guy mentality, right? Do you think that they are all going to stay in their bubble and sneak no one in?
It ain't up to them. They got security.
Yeah, they ain't got no choice.
Trust me, it's on strict security because even if you leave, once you come in, you know, like Lou Williams and Zach, they had to go into protocol. They had to go into quarantine. So, you know, they know who's coming and who's going. Trust me. They had that tied to the White House right now.
I think the question Cherry should be asking is how many of the female reporters going to end up pregnant next year?
Oh.
Because, well, I mean,
I haven't seen but a couple of cute ones, but, I mean, you never know.
I don't want to say the name. The nice one now, boy.
I don't even think like that. I'm just thinking of, you know, I remember you guys had security too on the floors.
To be honest, we didn't start getting security till about when they started. Let me see.
I just know that.
We didn't start having personal security till about 98. That's when they really started bringing security. Whenever the 9/11 happened. Like a year before the 9/11 happened, that's when they start having teams had their individual security. So
really?
It was like, you know, yeah, when we traveled, you know, even though we went private, if we still want to take our gun, we still had to give it to our security guard, and he did all the stuff. But I mean, like now they have like
you could travel
with your gun, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because a lot of guys had their permits, you know, so as long as you did the right way, having the case and no, it wasn't loaded and all that bull crap. Man,
the 90s was so different, man. Like, I was just watching that Last Dance shit. Like, you don't, like, these new players, like Dennis Rodman drinking a Miller Lite right after the game and jumping on a motorcycle, like, that was the 90s. And This new age, these guys, ain't nothing like that happening. They drink it after the game.
Trust me, it was a lot of drinking after the games when I was in the 90s, like you said. But, I mean, they just, because these dudes are so young and they do dumb stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, you got social media. You know, social media is always after. So, especially while you're here in Arizona, this is the state that got most DUIs and they most racist. So, you know, you got to be careful here. Even when I was playing, we was winning. They were still cool, but, you know, we still knew how far we can go. You know what I'm saying? Being here in Arizona. So, you know, it was, man.
Ooh, talk about racism. Oh, like, how do you feel? You are a father of young Black men. What's going on in your house or your conversations with your babies 2020?
Well, I'm glad that I've experienced racism going to the University of Arkansas, and it helps me to give wisdom to my grandkids, and it helped me to spread the knowledge, you know, with these young kids. I mean, when I do basketball camps, my main thing when I talk on is focus. You know, our kids these days, they need to just stay focused. If they can focus on their phones and focus on video games, then they should be able to focus on what's going on in society. And what's good, what's right, what's wrong. So, I mean, my main thing is, I don't care who's in the office. I don't care who's the president. I don't care. If you don't take care of your home, it doesn't matter. Because everything is taught in your home. And once everything is good in your home, it's going to pour out into the neighborhood. And once everybody in the neighborhood, then you can make a better city, a better state, a better country. Then, but everything starts in the home. You know, I'm not on Facebook anymore because I get tired of hearing about everything and people have voiced their opinions on Instagram, you know, they control it. But if you take care of your home, then, hey, that's my take on racism. Because, I mean, Trump ain't paid no bill for me. He ain't met none of my kids. He ain't taught them ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. He ain't potty trained them. Nothing. It starts with you. That's where it starts at. We got to start teaching our kids respect. Because, yes, you know, I just watched a video about a black woman that's a cop. And she got pulled over in Alabama and the things she had to go through. And it's like, you know, it's real. It's real. We got to take this stuff serious, but it starts in the home. If we don't educate our kids, then we still going to be lost.
This is Cherry's World.
All right, let's take some time out to talk about one of our new sponsors this week. Do you know anyone with less than perfect credit and looking to make an additional income working from home? Then you need to talk to Herschel Miller. In less than 5 minutes, learn how to change your financial future forever. You can reach Herschel direct at 480-453-9345 or by email at teamdestiny623@gmail.com. Follow Herschel on Instagram at Mr. H. Miller and use the promo code CHERRY. Get ready to change your financial future forever.
Your ignition switch, let me turn it around. I wanna just lay you down, and I don't wanna ever take you through your path. Let me just show you now.
You got me ready.
You got me ready.
Players, one thing that they are, they're more vocal on social issues, more mostly because of social media. Is that something that y'all, that you ever look back and be like, I kind of wish we would have maybe touched on that a little bit?
Well, I can recall when I was in Toronto, I think it was the first or second year, when Chris Jackson didn't want to pray because he's Muslim. Yeah. So they was going against it. So I was like, you know what? I'm for my brother. I'm gonna stay behind him, even though I'm a Christian. Yeah. But we are brothers. So it's like, if he, why not respect what this man's belief is, what he believed in? That's, you know, so yeah. Then Isaiah Thomas pulled me to the side, who the Jeremiah's. He said, man, let me ask you something. Do you think they'll stand behind you if you had a cause? And I had to think about it. Because if I looked around, there was really nobody else standing for him. So I thought, I'm like, oh, okay. But some of us would. Some of us would that just didn't care. But some of us, like, you know, I think Charles would have spoke out, but I don't think it was really been as powerful as guys are speaking out now. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Charles, we all know what kind of personality he has, but like you said, you were 6'9", 6'10", damn near 300. So he didn't try to punk you, right?
He tried my rookie season. We had like a mini camp before we went to the playoffs, and we went to like the secluded area, and we had a practice, and him and Tom Chambers was getting into it. So then Tom was like, you know, yeah, I'll whip your woo. And then it's like we plan. So then me being a rookie, you know, he turned to me and he started getting slick with me. And I'm like, I ain't Tom. So then, you know, he snuck me and we got to fighting. And then I just left practice and people keep going around talking about, oh, Charles whooped you. And I tell him, if I would have whipped Charles and broke his jaw, something would have happened. I'd be banned in the city of Phoenix. Yeah. Because, you know, with him being out, we wouldn't be able to play and be able to win. So I had to do a smart thing. I like, you know, it is what, but Charles, he's cool, but he's just one of them dudes that just, you know, he just like to talk. But I mean, but some dudes, he know not to try.
But,
I'm going to put it out there.
I'm glad there was no social media back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's like me. We'll say anything.
Man, I don't care. I don't care. Still don't, but you know, I got grandkids now. I got to be careful what I say. Yeah. So all my grandkids be like, oh, G-Po, I saw a video of you. And I'm like, oh, that was me. Yes, it was. I can't hear. You know, you can't hide on social media.
How does that feel? Oh, you are a grandfather. Like, I'm talking about your young club days. You over there. I just became a mother. So how does it feel to be a grandfather?
That's a blessing. I'm glad I'm at the age I am now, so I can be able to be involved with them and, you know, play with them and, you know, teach them early. You know, I don't have to be in a walker or a wheelchair, you know, but, you know, it's a true blessing.
He's clowning me. He's basically saying, when I get my grands, I'm going to be in a walker or a wheelchair.
But I'm glad though you do, because you know she made you learn how to cook.
she didn't know how to cook back in the day. Oh
man, have you ever heard anybody burn popcorn in the microwave on a consistent basis?
You guys gotta realize, he knew me as a kid. I was a teen. These are my teenage years. He's talking about
popcorn. Can't we talking about popcorn, really?
She burned popcorn.
Then she was like, oh, the house stink, duh.
Yeah, I can't defend that
one. I was a kid.
Back then. But then when she had that baby, she started posting videos of cooking. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. She ain't having microwave dinners no more.
3 meals a day, we added. You see me now. Where am I at? In the kitchen.
These kids, they eat, man. I think the difference is when I was growing up, I was too busy outside. You know, now they inside, so they don't have no choice but to get hungry. So,
and my daughter wants meals. She don't want no snacks, but she wants meals.
You know why? Because you started her like that. So what you expect? That's just like dating a man. You start out, you cook a man breakfast in the morning, bed, and give him a snack for lunch, and cook him a good dinner, and then once y'all get together in the year, he stopped getting paid. So yes, that's what she wants. Yeah. She's been getting fed like that since she was one. Feed that baby all day.
Hey, let me ask you this. And this is more so about your first reaction, because I'm thinking, I'm trying to put myself like, what was that, 94 y'all met, 93 you and Cherry met?
95.
Wow. So I just know
95, 96, matter of fact, yeah.
So I know if I would have seen her, especially 95, 96, I would have just been like, you know, just. And so, like, what was your just, I know you say y'all met in a hotel and stuff, but it was just like, you know.
That's what I did. She didn't say it, though. I'm like, oh, shit. That's old girl found another. Because I had a crush on Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, where Laura at? Did you come? She's coming. Nah, I'm having a little slumber party, like she said. I'm like, okay, cool. So we became real cool. And
oh, so you were just trying to get with her to get next to Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, you was on Punky Brewster. She's like, you remember that? I was like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Courtney, seriously, I would go to pick them up and all be like, why you got them tight pants on? You ain't going nowhere.
They shit, like, nah. Mm-mm, we ain't trying no problems. That was the time Keith Close got beat up in the middle of the street at the skating rink in L.A. Nah, we won't have no problems, dude.
Yes, that was the exact time. And literally, I didn't get to go out that night because he told me my clothes were not appropriate.
Yeah, because you wanted to know what the group looked like, what you was looking like on that night. So
that's real talk, though, man. That's good looking out. That's how you, man. That's what we need to do.
Because I'm gonna tell you, when as an athlete, when we go to the, when we out of town, and we go to the club, the thing we're looking for is A, who got less to take off when we get home. B, we look at what she's drinking, and then we go from there. It's point blank. you get her a drink, you double a drink, you get her woozy, you feed her some lives, go eat.
Is it true? I heard Dominique Wilkins say one time when during the playoffs, they would just send like a bunch of girls to the hotel and just have them basically, without getting too graphic, just make the guys tired out before the game. So that the night.
We did that in college, but you know, I never experienced that. I mean, maybe they did that to Dominique. You see what they did to Jordan in Last Dance, gave him a food poison. So, you know, that's Dominique. He's special. I'm just a little old. They don't care about me.
That is so crazy. But like, they are a group of really good guys. And women really, like, I gotta say, like, you got to teach your young sisters, Courtney. You got a daughter just like I do. Like, we got to teach our daughters not to be so thirsty and not to sell themselves short. So O used to have this conversation with me because I grew up with boys. Boys were always my friends. And every once in a while, I tried to have a little girlfriend here or there that was just my homegirl, you know? I had this one friend one time, and O had bought us some food because he decided that we weren't going out because it causes a little bit of attention, that we were going to eat in the hotel room. You know what story I'm about to tell, O? I'm not going to say it. But O gave her a bag. He had a Crown Royal bag, and it had change in it, right? And he gave her one assignment. Go get us something to drink out of the machine in the hotel. We up there eating, me and O almost done my food, is it? She didn't come back. Right? We up there eating fettuccine, Alfredo and stuff you kind of need a drink. You know what I'm saying? She never came back. So O was like, go see where she at. So I'm looking. Damon Stoudemire was outside the room. And I said, yo, did you see? And he said, yeah. So I go and I knock on the door because I'm ignorant like that. You know what I'm saying? And one of the guys came out. I won't give out names because I don't want you to know who the roomie was, but the homie came out and was like, yeah, she in there. And I said, what is she? He said, nah, just go back and eat. I'm just going to sit here. And then in the hall, and I looked at O, and O looked at me and he said, that's not your friend. And don't bring her around here no more.
I didn't like that.
Can I tell you something? You were right. It took me years to realize it, but thank you. I am surrounded, Courtney, by good guys who teach me these amazing lessons.
Jerry, I think she still got my current oil bag, too.
So she, y'all never did get that drink?
No.
Jerry, that happened to me during homecoming. The girl I went on a date with, they took her and my cousin, dropped me off. I come back to school Monday. They was like, hey, man, your girl a hoe. I said, what? I said, what happened? He said, man, when they dropped you off, they came over here and they, I said, damn. I was a laughing stock for like a week.
Me too. I was, when the guys came back in town, they was like, where your girls at? I was like, Oh, no.
See, that's what we did. See, we did that when I played at Arkansas. Like, we had like a big game. We'll send like our top notch to the hotel, and shoot, they'd keep them up to like 4 or 5 in the morning. We go to the game next day. We just wear them out. Listen to the stories. Yeah, they'd be tired. You know, they'd be getting proposed to, and I'm like, man. If y'all only knew.
Man, I wish I would have played college ball.
Oh, that was lovely. I love college more than I did pros.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. College more lawyer.
Oh.
Yeah, they more lawyer. Yeah. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah, these girls.
Now you was a center. You played the big man spot. Now the rumor is that Steph Curry has ruined the center position. Do you think you could play in this era where you got James Harden, Steph Curry, them just dancing on the 3-point line? What would you? I seen Anthony Davis guarding the 3-point line. He wasn't even in the Dwight Howard. Them they not even in the paint no more.
The best thing I would do is I'll push up, push the picker up, tell him to get up under, and I just contest the shot. I mean, it's really according to what rules we play. We playing the rules I was playing in. You know, we can slow that down a whole bunch, trust me. But, you know, but I mean, with the rules they have now, you just have to push up and have to just, you know, defend your best because, I mean, boy, that boy right there is vicious. Steph is vicious.
Yeah,
he almost was the 90s AI.
So now you're saying Steph Curry is like Allen Iverson?
If AI would have Steph Curry jumper, just think about it. AI could get to that hole. He can shoot the three too. Mm-hmm. And he had handles, but Steph Curry got that. Ooh, he's special with it.
I think Steph Curry's best, what's the word to say, but is that he's a good teammate. The fact that he's like selfless.
Right.
Mind bringing, you know what I mean? So
that's the thing with Golden State, period. They all like that. That's how they flow so well because everybody on the same page. It's like crazy.
You think Durant should have left?
I think he messed up their chemistry.
You think so?
If you think about it, look how they was playing before he got there. When he got there, it's more. I mean, I understand he's a good player, but he starts being stagnant, start being standstill because he's doing a one on one. Man, with Steph and them, they penetrate, kick everybody. Draymond penetrate, Iguodala come in. You know, all of them just had they. But with KD, it's like okay. He at top of the point, 3-point line. He's gonna drive. He's gonna shoot. He's gonna kick. You know, we just you know. So it's like you know, with them when he was out, it was just everything was just flowing. I mean, that's how I like basketball. I don't like that one on one crap. I like the everybody getting involved because that's how we were in Minnesota. In Minnesota, it was like we was all on the same page. Bing, bing, bing. We know KG gonna do this. We know Spreewell gonna do this. We knew Sam like to do this. Boom, boom, boom. We just all on the same, but. When you got a player that like to be one-on-one, it hurts the flow.
Well, who was harder? I ain't going to say harder for you to guard because you probably had to guard them, but tell me the difference between playing against Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
There's not a difference. Kobe, Michael Jordan Jr. I mean, no disrespect to Kobe, but I mean, if you look at it, his game, he even says it. He emulated his game after MJ, and he does everything. And MJ even said, he said, I wouldn't want to play against Kobe one-on-one because I'm going to be playing against myself. But, I mean, man, I played against both of them at their prime, and they both a beast. But, I mean, like I always going to choose MJ. MJ can always be the GOAT. Always the GOAT. I don't care. It's gonna be MJ, then Kobe, then LeBron. That's it. It shouldn't be who's the GOAT of all time because it's hard to compare. Because what MJ had to go through to get to be the GOAT is totally different than what these guys. Well, Kobe had to go through it too, but not as rough as MJ. Yeah. But LeBron, it's a totally different game now.
Yeah.
Hey O. Now, you have a lot of fans because people ask me all the time, what's up with O after the NBA? Where can they find you? What you got going on? Please let them know.
You can find me at Big O Hands. No. Oliver Miller. Cherry, you know my Instagram.
Okay, we'll put your Instagram up. Oh, I'm so happy. Oliver, all right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. All right.
Thank you.
You got to come back, okay?
Always.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get Lime. Lime. Lime.
What's up? It's Ocean.
What's up? It's your man, Crucial. Make sure you guys check out our new single on September 18th, Do What I Want. It's going to be available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out, download it, share it, dance, have a good time. And make sure you check us out on Cherry's World Podcast Live.
Watch the full interview now with Pins Deep on the official Cherry Johnson YouTube page.
Some girls do, some girls don't. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls quit, some girls try. But let me tell you about one that's fly. I met this pretty thing named Kate. She was locked up for moving weight. Breeding is how she escapes. Her favorite rap is Snoop Dogg and Drake. I just want to take her on a date. Grab a double-double fries and a shake. Excited about her release date. You can find you a soul inmate. It goes to reading.
Being single doesn't have to be a life sentence. Check out some of the gorgeous ladies on incarceratedbeauties.com and find your soul inmate now.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.